This is Joe and Alex, and we'll be talking about the Kashmir conflict. Kashmir is a mountainous region between India and Pakistan that both countries are trying to claim. India and Pakistan were granted their independence from Britain in 1947. Both countries wanted to expand their land and their armies, and Kashmir was a neighboring country to both of them, so they tried to take that land. The mountains in Kashmir had a lot of resources and were good for any defense against any attacking countries.
Each country gained their independence, they wanted to claim Kashmir as theirs, and had different reasons why they should have the land. Most of the population of Pakistan and Kashmir are Muslim, so they tried to claim the Kashmir, because Pakistan was first made of Muslims in India. Pakistan also used the two-nation theory, which said Muslim and Hindu are two very different cultured people, and cannot live peacefully together.
India's main religion at the time was Hindu, and the leader of Kashmir at the time was also Hindu, so they said because of that they should get the land. Their reasons did not work, and the next option was war for Kashmir. The first war was from 1947 and lasted till 1948. War broke out in 1947, the same year after they were freed from British ruling. A Pakistani tribal army attacked an Indian military stationed in Kashmir for the region of Kashmir.
India went to the United Nations Security Council because war broke out and the UN said that Pakistan needs to withdraw their troops from Kashmir and India needs to keep their military presence at a minimum. Also, the UN said that Pakistan needs a referendum to decide who gets the land. Pakistan refused to withdraw their troops from Kashmir, so Kashmir is divided. Because Pakistan didn't withdraw their troops, the referendum never happened.
The next war we're going to be talking about is the Second War for Kashmir. This was in 1965 and lasted only 5 months. This lasted from April 1965 to September 1965, and it is also known as the Indo-Pakistanian War of 1965. The war broke out when Pakistan tried to invade India's section of Kashmir but failed. The war was mainly fought on the land with little air fighting.
The Second War for Kashmir had thousands of casualties on each side. The Second War ended in a ceasefire mandated by the United Nations. Both countries returned to their previous positions. Pakistan Air Force struck India Air Forces. Then India declared war on Pakistan. After the war was over, the Simla Agreement was signed in 1972, where both sides pledged to settle their differences through negotiating rather than war. Also, in the Simla Agreement, the ceasefire line was turned into the line of control, and this agreement served as a basis for the relationship between Pakistan and India.
For Kashmir is an Indian victory. The Fourth War was from 1998 to 1999. In May 1998, India and Pakistan tested their nuclear devices. Pakistan tested their nuclear weapons just 4 days after India underground and said it was an indigenous effort. July 1999, India seized components from North Korea that were going to Pakistan for Pakistan's nuclear weapons.
August 1999, there was artillery warfare with around 50,000 rounds of artillery fired. Later in 1999, many of India's key posts were ambushed by Pakistan. Bill Clinton, the United States President, and Pakistan's Prime Minister met in Washington on July 4, 1999, and Pakistan withdrew their forces later that month. While that meeting was happening, India made significant advances in Kashmir, but war later ended with fear of a nuclear war.
And there's still no solution to the Kashmir conflict. The war over the territory of Kashmir is still going on to this day, with both countries having troops on their borders constantly. There is strong tension between the two countries of Pakistan and India for the land of Kashmir. Both countries have tested their nuclear weapons, and it's clear that they have nuclear capability and will use them if needed.